The 23rd Annual General Meeting of Broom and Sons Limited was held yesterday in Leicester, when the chairman presided. The following is an extract from his circulated statement. It is with the greatest satisfaction that I am able to report that in the year to 30th September last, we achieved a new record in both turnover and profits. The improvement in turnover has been derived from all markets, both at home and abroad, and the resultant group profit of £1,585,000 enables the board to recommend a final dividend of 15% on the ordinary capital, increased by a 1-for-2 bonus issue earlier in the year, making a total for the year equivalent to 20%. This amounts to an increase of 3% on the previous year's dividend. Our financial position is strong and will enable us to meet the calls which will be made during the current year, consequent on the purchase in the last financial year of the Melton Works, the extension and equipment of which will be ready to start production at the end of this month. We have also completed the purchase of land on the airport road near Brussels and expect shortly to commence building a new warehouse with workshop and offices. We commenced this current financial year with a very full order book, and we shall continue to operate the Groby factory at maximum capacity in order to satisfy the rising demand for our products. The general tenor of our policy is controlled expansion. Our order book is now very full due to the efforts of our sales staff. But in the event of a reduction as a result of recent government actions, we feel we have reserves of sales activity which we can bring into action. I have mentioned the expected increase in our production when the Melton Works come into operation, but in addition to this, we are giving constant attention to the improvement of our production facilities by better arrangements in our shops and the introduction of new machine tools. The report and accounts were unanimously adopted.